I'll try, because I'm planning on trying to go up north in March, the last of March, until the middle of March, April, May, June. Let me get my dates. I've already got my tongue tangled here. Cure this problem. In the last of March and the first of April. Date books save a neck. No, but I'm going up there to preach to some more churches, trying to raise more support so I can do more on the field. Right now, I have a part-time job. The Lord gave me this job. I don't know how anybody could get it, but I work the hours I want to work. If I need to go somewhere, take off and go.
Amen.
If I want to work at night or work at day or whenever I want to do it, it's there. If I want to work 60 hours that week, work 60 hours. If I want to work 2 hours that week, work 2 hours. Amen. And I said, what kind of work do I need? You know? And she only called me. It's been, I watch his apartments, cut the grass and clean 2 swimming pools. And if I want to do more on them, more work on them, I just work. Just so it looks, you know, halfway decent. And the Lord gave me that job because I was praying about it. To be on the mission field, it takes some money to go.
Amen.
And I'm finding that out more every day. And I sure appreciate the support y'all send me. And you don't really realize it until you're on the receiving end. And you can send it and send it, but you don't realize it till you're there looking around. But the Lord has been good to us in this past year since I've been down there. And right now we have a work going in the jailhouse, La Loma, across the river in Little Laredo. We started there Monday, going in there showing films. We got permission from the head man, signed us a paper, said you can go in there and preach.
Amen.
And show films all you want to. And give us any time. And most of them have from 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock, and you're out. We went in Monday at 7 at night, showed the film at night, and everybody had to get a permission, but we had the permission to go in there and preach and show the film. And I thank the Lord for opening that ministry up to us. And there's many lost souls in prisons.
That's right.
And how would you like to live in a prison where they don't feed you? You don't get bread and water. If you want to eat, somebody's got to bring it to you. I'm sorry. If you don't have no friends when you go in, you're in trouble. You ain't getting no food. And they don't care. You just broke the law, and that's the price of breaking the law. I think the United States needs some prisons like that. They'd cure the first spoiled brat in the family. When he wouldn't get his crackers and donuts in the morning, or his milk, glass of milk and his donut, I believe he'd be ready to go. But we have the work there in the prison. We just started. And we're doing evangelistic work, going back into the villages, showing films. We'll stop beside the road, or we'll go into the village and show. We got 14 films borrowed. And one's Life of Christ, Crucifixion of Christ, and Burning Hell is one of them. We're trying to find one that's ours, because one we have now is slightly on the wore out side. And we've got a series of the Life of Christ borrowed. And we've got Barabbas, and we have Saul, when he was the conversion of Saul in Spanish. Amen. And we've seen many souls come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. The December, the first week in December, we showed it at a man's house. He invited us to go to it, so we showed the film, and it was just supposed to be his family come. So we sat there and we got started. We showed the birth of Christ and crucifixion. And by the time we got through, the whole house was full. We had 12 adults saved.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And that was a shock to us. For adults, there were every one of them over 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a a blessing because we didn't expect anybody because it was just the person that's supposed to have been saved. He invited us to his house just to family for a Christmas thing, and people walking down the street seeing film. Can we come in and see? Yeah, come on in. And before we knew it, we had 12 people saved that night when it was all over with. And we said, those that made the profession of faith, we put a paper down. I want you to come up and write your name on there, name and address. We want to go see you.
Amen.
And before it was all up, just before we got them out of the mouth, people started coming out, writing their name, ready to put their name down. But it's something how the Lord works. You never know.
Amen.
And right now we have a church. We I was ordained this past get my month straight. I'm good at that. When you're trying to figure it out in both in Spanish and English, you lose both of them. It was in the, well, it's been 6 months now.
Yeah,
I was ordained with this other national pastor. He's in Saltillo now, and they have 4 churches there in Saltillo.
Amen.
And, well, including the one in, 4 makes the one out in San Antonio, Mexico. You didn't know there was another San Antonio. Of course, San Antonio is not very big, that one. But, they have 4 churches going, and they're starting more. And there was 5 deacons ordained at the same time. He was. There were 6 of us in together that were ordained all at one time in Brother Compel's church. By the way, don't forget it. Then again, this is Jesus Compel's. He's a pastor of a church in Nuevo Laredo.
Amen.
And this is Juan Bautista, John the Baptist.
Amen.
And,
Amen.
That's his name.
Amen.
And that he's a Sunday school teacher, and he drives a bus.
Amen.
And he's one of our faithful workers. He works, fixes the buses, and drives them.
Amen.
And if you'd see the bus. The name of it's Thomas.
No, Thomas.
And you doubt every time you get on it. But I think it's about the 4th time it's a church bus. If you know anything about church buses,
fourth church is
bus. Yeah, when a church get rid of the first bus, don't get it. And, but the Lord's really blessed with that bus. It's still going. I don't know how. But we thank the Lord for it. And he drives a bus for us and teaches Sunday school class over there. And we have many souls come to see the Lord as a personal Savior. I recommend these 2 men.
Amen.
I stand behind them with my life. It's hard to say. And I do. I've learned to love them in the last year.
Amen.
People don't. I don't know, I never thought I could do the work I've been doing, but it's been made possible through these 2 men.
Amen.
And my father, I don't know if many of y'all heard of Billy Cummings, but he's my father. He went to Mexico in 1955, and of course I grew up on the field, and the Lord called me back to the field.
Amen.
Which I didn't want to go. But if you know anything about the Lord's work, he has a tendency and has a way to do it that you want to do it. He puts a warner in you where you want to.
Amen.
And I don't regret going. In fact, this past year, if you'd ask my wife, she'd say, "Who is he?" Because I've been gone. I go across the river at least 2 to 3 times a week, and then I help my father on the other side the other 3 or 4 times a week. And so by the time my nights and everything, the little girl come to me when I was fixing to leave. She said, "Well, where are you going this time?" But she says, "That's good. I'm going to pray for you."
Hey.
I've got 3 kids now. Last time I had 2. Now I've got 3. Growing.
They keep multiplying, bro.
They have a tendency to do that. But I've got a boy, 2 boys now. A girl that's 4 years old, Colleen Courtney Cummings. And a boy that's fixing to be 2 years old, and he's Daniel Wayne Cummings, Jr. Had to tag him. And then I got another, the boy, baby, he's 9 weeks old, and Matthew Clayton Cummings. And He was born only weighing 5 pounds, 10 ounces. And, he looked about like my little finger there. I mean, he's skinny. But in the first 3 weeks, he had gained all the way to 9 pounds. And, which was a surprise. I didn't never think a kid could grow that fast, but I thank the Lord for it because the doctor said that he wouldn't make it. So I thank the Lord for it.
Amen.
And it cost me over $2,000, and before I brought him home, he was paid for.
Amen.
And I don't have insurance.
Amen.
And it's all his glory.
Amen.
Because I just didn't make that money. I couldn't have made it. And so that's just telling you. I'm trying to tell y'all, show y'all, how great a God we have.
Amen.
Because if it wasn't for him, we would be all but lost.
That's right.
And everything we do would be vanity.
That's right.
Because the world thinks they have pleasure. What pleasure do they have? It's for a season. The most pleasure a person can have in the world is approximately one evening till about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. But from 7 o'clock the next morning to 2 o'clock the next evening, could you get them out of bed or could you holler in their presence? They're just most miserable. Everything, their head's about that big. Their tongue feels like it's a cow's tongue. It's so big. And they're not having fun at all. That night they think they have fun, but fun ends when they wake up in the morning. Oh, me. But we have fun all night and all day.
Amen.
I mean, we can rejoice. We can sit there and after you finish leading someone to the Lord, or like when we go back to show the films and see the souls come out to hear the Word of God, you can go home and you can sing. You wake up in the morning
Amen.
And you can still sing.
Praise the Lord.
And that's what I like.
Amen.
The other way you wake up with a headache, this way here you can wake up with a song in your heart.
Amen.
And we also have another type of work we do. Once a week we go out there in Nuevo Laredo and stop beside the road. We pick an area of town, an area 4 blocks. Brother Chewy takes his van and I take Daddy's van. And we park them parallel to each other. And I set the projector in one and you just put a sheet on the other side of the van, on the other van. And we do this once a week, and we average, we never come under 200 people, comes out, watches, see the films. And then afterwards, we stay there for 4 weeks. We pick up this stop at this 4 block area. We go around first night, we visit every night, inviting them. Then we stay there for 4 nights, show 4 films. At the last film, last night, we show Bird in Hell, and then we give an invitation. And then see if we can get into other people's homes, get into the homes that way. That way there, by the fourth night, they know us pretty well, what we're presenting. And by then, they know, have a pretty good idea who we are and what we're doing. And then we can get into their homes without them being skittish. They're ready to accept or reject. You either get one of the two. Definite. And it's really helped. It's a visitation program that's pretty effective. And, we've seen many souls come be saved that way and seen the church grow. And the people in the church see us going out and doing that type of work and it gets them to want them to go out. Right now we got the ladies in the church started a ladies group. Nobody asked them. They just come, want to do it themselves. And they started a ladies group. And a lady in one part of town invites women in the area. They come over to the house there, have prayer, and one of them reads scripture and talks a little bit, and just women, because it's during the day. And then the next week, they'll go to another one, and all of them gather there, and they just like a circle go around each house and have women meeting and prayer meeting. And we've seen the church really get grounded. Steadfast.
Amen.
And right now, Brother Campos' church, we're starting to build a new auditorium because the auditorium we have now is approximately 16 foot wide by 24 foot long. And we run 70 to 80 people up and down from 30 to 70 to 80 to 100 in that building. And so it's pretty crowded, and we believe that we can fill the other one, which is going to be 24 by 40, and we believe with the Lord's help that we'll have it full by when we get got the foundation, the floaters in right now, and we're ready to set the foundation on the floaters and then come up with a block building, and we're going to fix it where we can go two-story. So we can put Sunday school classrooms on the top story and the auditorium on the bottom floor. And then he has his other auditorium. We're going to divide it up for Sunday school classrooms. And so we'll have a pretty nice area there.
Amen.
And also on the American side, we're going to build another auditorium over at our house now. And it's going to be 32 by 60 with the baptistry in one end of it. So that'd take up 10 foot of it. And then the back half is going to have restrooms in the back end of it. And, the Lord's been blessing us down there tremendously.
Amen.
And, I thank the Lord for it. And I never thought I'd be able to work as much as I have for the Lord and see as many souls saved for us as we have in this past year. I'd like for you to open your Bibles now to 1 John. 1 John chapter 1. This is why we go. This is why we can go and why we should stick together, those that stand on the Word of God, that believe the book from front to back, should stand together.
Amen.
And work with one another.
Amen.
Because if we didn't work hand in hand, if we were all against each other, where would we go? It's just like if our hands, if they'd say, I'm not going to work because I'm not the body. And our feet, I'm not going to walk because I'm not the whole body. We all have a part in it.
Amen.
I can't be one place, another, just like this hand can't be my foot. And my hand can't be my head. Because if my hand was my head, what would it think? It'd be about my date book.
Amen.
1 John chapter 1. Let's all read the whole chapter, not but 10 of them there, and meditate while we're reading in what the words has to say. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, and of the word of life, for the life which manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness of, and show it to you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write unto you, that your joy may be full. This thing is the message which we have heard of Him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in the darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But we walk in the light as He is in the light. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. That's the reason why we take this book. Because we have the light of Jesus Christ living in us, and we can go and not take them darkness, but take them the light.
Amen.
They have plenty of darkness. They love darkness. But actually, they seek in the light. Because they think through darkness they can cover their sins, but through the light we can take them something that they can know. Something that they don't have to wonder. Or, I wonder if I'm going to get to heaven. I wonder if I really make it there. But this book here gives you blessed assurance.
Amen.
I like that song, Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. That's one of my favorites. This then is a message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light.
Amen.
And in him is no darkness. If we say we have light, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. People say, well, I've got to go to the priest and confess my sins. What can he do? He's got sins upon him.
That's right.
Just like anybody in here. He's a sinner. Just like it says here, if we say we have no sin, we are liars. Because each one in here knows each other. And we know that each one's done something wrong.
That's right.
And all you got to do is think bad about somebody, an evil thought. And you're guilty of all of them. You mean I don't have to go out and kill somebody to sin? No. Think an evil thought. You're guilty. You're condemned to hell. You're going there if you don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
His blood and the shed and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us.
Amen.
It's the only thing that will cleanse it.
Amen.
There's nothing else.
That's right.
Some people say, well, I believe in God. I don't believe in Jesus Christ, but I believe in God only. You're going the same place everybody else is
That's
going.
Right.
Because God didn't die for your sins. Jesus Christ, his son.
Amen.
If you say you don't believe in God's son, it's just like you coming to me and telling me that my boy is not mine. But I think it doesn't even compare. That's not really a good comparison. But it's a hurt.
Amen.
Sort of the same. Like you're saying, it's not my kid. And I'm proud of my kid. It took a lot to get him. If you know anything about we've had lost several kids, and doctor says it's impossible, and yet I've got three.
Amen.
And doctor says you can't. But I said, what's that? But the Lord is more than what we can ask for. He gives us his word. We can stand on it and not worry about it. He takes us to a foreign country, which to me is not foreign. United States to me is foreign. I guess it's because I grew up down in Mexico, and to me, there's more sinners in the United States than there is in other countries because they know better. How many in the United States has heard? I mean, you can turn your radio on, turn the TV on, and at least once a day you can pick up a good fundamental preaching from the Word of God. And how many stores around here you can buy a Bible in?
That's right.
You can even get it out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog. You can. It's in there. And you're not going to find it in foreign countries.
Right.
You won't buy the Bible in any store. And here we are. We have the Word of God. And I would say we're more heathenistic than the foreign countries. Because we know better and they don't. In a sense, they know better. But we know more better because we have the Word.
Right.
And you can reach in your pocket. You can pull out money, and what does it say? In God we trust. You open your calendar, the date. You know what the dates are set upon? Jesus Christ. You can set your watch. The time indicates the time that we have to the coming of Christ, till the time stops, when he makes every clock stop. It's time that's set upon him. Everything we have is set upon him.
Amen.
And it looks like we'd understand, see a little bit more. But yet, people are still trying to make us out to be monkeys. I don't understand it. They have the truth, and they're trying to, they just don't meet. I've seen some some pretty ignorant people in the world, but yet, when they have Jesus Christ in their heart, they're smarter than the smartest
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Lost.
That's right. Amen.
This fellow was, where was that? I was in a church in Roma, Texas, and this pastor was preaching, telling that he was had this other pastor had this fellow that couldn't talk and he couldn't hear. He could just see. And he'd come to church and he'd come to church, but he couldn't hear and he couldn't speak. I mean, he could see, but he couldn't speak and he couldn't hear. And there was no one there that knew how to show sign language to get him to understand him. The preacher would preach and preach and preach. And one day it dawned on him, how could he win that man to the Lord? And he tried and he tried. He preached. Finally, one day the man come down front. He didn't know what to say, what to do. He just sat there and read the scriptures to him. He knew he couldn't hear. And so he finally, after a while, the boy got up and said, And he said, how do you understand? Couldn't figure it out. But the man left the congregation telling everybody, just like that. Everybody met. And he took his Bible. And the pastor underlined scriptures and showed him how to turn to them. So he'd sit there and make him read it. And he'd won many souls for the Lord.
Amen.
And he cut one tree and made a cross out of it. And he stopped the traffic going to the cross. And he said there was many souls saved on the highway.
Amen.
Taking his Bible. What can a blind man, mute, deaf say, do? Try him. They can do more than people that got a lip.
Sometimes. Amen.
I know people in church, and there's one right here standing behind this pulpit here that sometimes embarrassed to take this word. We need to not be ashamed of the gospel.
Amen.
Because if it wasn't for Jesus Christ, you would wish that you could be hide somewhere, because hell will
right.
catch you.
That's right.
You're going to fall one day, and just like they always tell me when I was working carpenter work, you're working on the roof, walking rafters and stuff. Don't worry, the ground will catch you. It will. It'll catch you. It's not the fall that hurts. It's a sudden stop. But it's just like that. If you don't accept Jesus Christ, the fall will come, and hell's for sure.
That's right.
It's got its mouth open, and the road is big, just like a big funnel you can't miss. But the road to heaven is narrow. And so when we're taking the gospel, we need to watch where we're going and how we're going. Because there's always footprints left behind, and there's somebody walking in them. There's always somebody in your footprints. You say, well, they never walk in my footprints. I'm too bad. That's the problem is they are in your footprints. Just like little brothers always look at their big brothers. And what do they do? You can look at them, see them, big brother be standing there smoking a cigarette. And pretty soon you can go around the edge of the corner and find little brother sitting there coughing him, his head off trying to smoke him. How come? He's trying to be like big brother. And it's just like a Christian. If you take this Bible and you take it to a lost and dying world, and if you take it haphazardly, there's somebody trying to follow you, and they're not doing as good a job as you're doing.
That's right.
And if you're doing it haphazardly, what are they doing it like? So when we take the word, we better watch where we're walking and how we're talking and where we're going, because it's everybody's looking. And that's the bad part about it. They're looking. And when you make a mistake, the one that you've been trying to witness to the hardest is the one that saw it every time. It's never failed. I'm not speaking because I've heard it from somebody else. I know it. Because when I stand, when I go up there, and when I'm in heaven, and the Lord, the white, great white judgment throne's going on over there, I've got some friends that are going to look over at me, and I'm going to look down and say, ooh, where'd that come from? It's going to be my fault. I got a bunch of faults, but I pray the Lord will help me, because I can't do it by myself.
Amen.
Because when I walk, sometimes I don't walk too straight, but I'm glad I've got a Holy Spirit that guides me, that prays for me 24 hours a day.
Amen.
He's praying for me.
Thank you, Lord.
He said he's praying in voices and uttering sounds that I don't know how to utter, because sometimes I don't know how to pray. Have you ever been to that? It's been that point where you just don't know how to pray.
Amen.
You just say, Lord, I don't know. I just don't know. You're going to have to do it. Whatever it is, however, and you can feel, you feel like somebody's praying for it because you can't do it. And I thank the Lord that I can read his word. I can take his word to lost and dying world. And when I get done preaching, reading out the word of God and letting them hear what the Lord has for them to hear, when I close it and turn around and walk away, I want to be able to stand like Paul said, I fought a good fight.
Amen.
And I finished the course.
Amen.
Many times I'm afraid I hadn't run like a runner has run. Sometimes I've stumbled, but I'm glad the Lord stands there. Come on, son. Let's go. It's always encouraging to have churches helping. It's just like a runner running a race around the track at school, high school. You see them running and they're passing that, whatever that thing is, they pass around to the other runner, relay running. And you're running around and you pass it to him. And the crowd on the side clapping, get it, go, hurry up. And everybody's standing there cheering you on. And that's like a missionary and a pastor when its members and other churches come and they help you and they stand behind you. It's just like that.
Amen.
It reminds me of it so much. So when we run, we say, well, the Lord hadn't called me to preach. The Lord hadn't called me to go to the mission field. But what does it say in Matthew 18 through 20. Matthew 28:18 to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me, and in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always unto the end of the world. What does he say? Preachers, missionaries, talking about everybody.
That's right. Amen.
Say, well, I can't go into another country. Let me ask you one question. Have you ever talked to your neighbor?
Amen.
Who's my neighbor? The one right next door. In your house here, the house over this side over here. Have you ever witnessed to him? Have you ever been in work, sitting there working, and the man working right next to you? Have you ever witnessed to him? That's your job. That's my job.
Amen.
That's everybody's job. The Lord puts some people some places, some other places. But our task is just like your task. We say, well, I don't feel the Lord called me for that. He didn't say who. He said all. He don't mean some. He means all.
Amen.
You see, there's nobody going to say, but Lord, you didn't call me. If you have Jesus Christ in your heart, and if you're going, the Lord said, when you accept me as your Lord and personal Savior, and if you don't have any desire to see other people escape hell, it's just like in 1 John, I wonder if you really are saved. I wonder if you really love the Lord. Because if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And what's his commandments? They're not grievous. They're not hard. They're to take the lost and dying word.
Amen.
The word of God to a lost
Amen.
And dying world. So where do we stand if we don't take the gospel? We stand before God with bloody hands. So I ask you, and I ask myself, where do we stand before God? How are we standing? Like Paul said, I fought a good fight, kept the faith. Are we standing there just as by fire? There's going to be a bunch just as by fire. So I pray that none of us here
Amen.
Are just as by fire.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you.